across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
They are an unlikely duo. Turn back the clock to the 1870s, and one ancestor participated in the murder of the other's ancestor. Today, they work to bring healing and hope to a sad chapter of American history. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In April 1873, up to 153 African-American men were killed in the Colfax Massacre as they defended their right to vote and hold local elected offices in Grant Parish, Louisiana. Reverend Avery Hamilton wanted to erect a monument to those who died. He found an unlikely partner in the effort, a man named Dean Woods.
He discovered that he had a great-grandfather by the name of Bedford Woods. He said no one ever talked about. He finds an obituary, and in the obituary it said he was a proud veteran of the Colfax race riot.
Dean's ancestor was one of those who had perhaps murdered Avery's ancestor, Jesse McKinney, the first black man killed in the incident.
Dean and I, we wanted to put up something that told the truth, and not only to tell the truth, but to honor the men who died bravely that day.
They raised money and eventually, after several challenges, erected a nice monument in the center of the town. No one was ever brought to justice for the massacre. The case, United States versus Cruikshank, went to the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing that several whites had denied blacks their rights under the 14th Amendment. The ruling allowed segregation in America and rules designed to keep African Americans from voting. Avery hopes this memorial brings awareness of the story and brings people together.
We must tell the truth, and there's nothing wrong with telling the truth. I can tell the truth without being angry or hating you. That's the great story about Dean and I.
Dean and Avery are friends, yet their ancestors fought one another. They hope they can educate and uplift their community through their and others' work. Traveling the countryside in Colfax, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at monroetractor.com.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,500 off BX23S tractors. See the details at Kubota. KubotaOrangeDays.com. Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find them online at MonroeTractor.com. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
We lost 90,000 plants and factories from the beginning of NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made in the history of this world.
President Donald Trump on NAFTA and trade.
But certainly in the history of trade, there's never been a worse trade deal. We were able to cancel that. We had to get approval from Congress. It was like a disastrous curse. Because you had to go to Congress to get it terminated. You couldn't just terminate it because it was a bad deal. And you had people in Congress that didn't want to do it because they had other reasons, maybe bad reasons. They're mostly not there anymore, those people. But it's amazing what's happened. I appreciate that question because it's incredible. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. $7 trillion, and it's much more than that because, you know, these are places that we know. $7 trillion is unheard of. I never looked at the Biden numbers, but you could go a whole year and it was peanuts. Everybody was leaving. They weren't coming in. They were leaving. And that means jobs are leaving. And so we're not playing games. We're going to make this country greater than ever before.
And as part of trade, the Panama Canal. Pete Hegseth is the Secretary of Defense.
We just got back from Panama last night. We were at the Panama Canal with their SOFCOM commander ships, F-18s, troops, and signed a couple of historic deals. One which is with the Panama Canal Authority, a framework for U.S. vessels first and free through the Panama Canal.
Right.
And then also a memorandum of understanding with their security minister for the presence of U.S. troops. Fort Sherman is an old U.S. base there, as well as their naval station and air station, jointly with Panama, to secure the Panama Canal from Chinese influence. That's something you said, we're taking back the canal. China said too much influence. Obama and others let them creep in. We, along with Panama, are pushing them out, sir. And so we had a very successful trip there. President Molino sends his regards, very complimentary of the U.S. as he's a great ally, and I think they want the communist Chinese out. And with our troops there partnering with their forces, we've got a chance to push them all the way out, sir.
And it really ties all back into banking. Ruben Gallego, senator from Arizona.
And there needs to be a reminder that banking plays a very important role in stabilization of this country when it comes to, you know, wealth generation. You know, there's not, if you want to see what a good predictor of poverty in this country is, ask somebody if they have a bank account or not, right? I can tell you my family, especially my immigrant family, those that were doing well had bank accounts. Those that didn't, report. Right. I mean, step one right there. Step two, you know, banking, especially commercial banking, is sometimes the only real information someone gets about, you know, financial opportunities. Right. You know, I learned about, you know, CDs, stock markets and everything else like that by going into my local, what doesn't exist anymore, Human Bank on the south side of Chicago and seeing rates up. Right. And, you know, I would ask the banker, like, what is that? And he would explain to me what a CD is. And then I would see something about stock markets. And he explained to me what a stock market is. Like, this is the stuff that as a four-year-old, I wasn't getting four-year-old, whoa, that would have been genius. as someone in fourth grade, you know, I never would have had that opportunity. My family, it still isn't invested in the markets at all. Maybe that might be okay today. But... you know, like there is a role that these banks play in our lives every day, and they're very much a stabilizer in our communities. And, you know, they bring value, especially if you're someone that's more on the social progressive side. Banks can bring huge value to that, especially when we're trying to equalize the inequities that comes from, you know, the market systems that are out there right now.
It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, It's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
When you're looking for the ultimate in comfort and control from your commercial mower, the Ferris ISX 800 is the answer. Equipped with the industry's leading patented four-front suspension system, the ISX 800 provides a smoother ride, more precise tracking of the terrain, and an improved cut. Visit Kelly's Garage in Perry to experience the next generation of Ferris suspension technology and test ride the ISX 800. Ferris, experience suspension.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Commodity prices were largely lower through the month of March, and uncertainty was high as trade disputes raised questions about demand. Farmers responded by buying fewer tractors and combines. I'll have the details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. The latest report from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showed another sharp drop in tractor and combine sales for March of this year. Total U.S. farm tractor sales fell nearly 14% from March of 2024, continuing the downward trend that by almost 19% compared to March of last year. Four-wheel drive tractors, typically used for large acreage and row crop operations, also saw a significant decline. They were down nearly 20% from just 1 year ago. Even more dramatic, though, were combine numbers. Combine sales plunged by nearly 38% in March alone, continuing the downward spiral that's resulted in combine sales falling more than 56% since the start of this year. Industry experts say several factors are behind the slowdown. Ongoing uncertainty around commodity prices and trade policies have made farmers cautious about new equipment purchases. Lower farm prices and higher borrowing costs have also tightened budgets for equipment spending, making many farmers more likely to repair existing machinery rather than invest in replacements. Economists at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers suggest these sales declines reflect farmer sentiment as much as market conditions. Looking ahead, the outlook remains mixed. Analysts suggest the machinery market might stabilize if commodity prices rebound or if clarity emerges around trade negotiations later this year. But until then, farmers and dealers alike are cautious. Equipment manufacturers may respond with incentives or pricing adjustments later in the year, but that will depend largely on economic factors and improved farmer confidence. I'll have more when we come back.
Are you building a new deck this spring or just need a new railing? Nunday Lumber and Hardware carries complete pressure-treated and composite deck systems, as well as vinyl and cable railing to finish the job. Nunday Lumber can also special order several different colors of power-coated aluminum railing for an upscale look to your backyard. Call Nunday Lumber today at 468-2521 or take the drive to 11 South Fate Street in Nunday, your hometown community store for over 90 years.
While industry data for the month of March showed tractor and combine sales sluggish, the first few weeks of April have seen a commodity price rally, potentially encouraging more farmers to visit equipment dealerships ahead of planting season. We'll get the next set of sales data in mid-May from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of work clothes that are tools you can wear. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag Radio Net Farm News in just a moment.
Upgrade your outdoor experience with the Ventrac Compact Tractor. This robust tractor has the power and productivity to tackle your toughest outdoor jobs and do them well. With over 30 versatile attachments to do everything from mowing, snow removal, trenching, soil prep, and more, Ventrac is your year-round tractor. Its compact size and agility make it perfect for navigating tight spaces and difficult terrain with ease. Call Larry Romance and Son in Arcade, Sheridan and Woodhull at 492-3810 today to schedule your demo.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
USDA's monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates had a couple of surprises on Thursday. Larger than expected cut to corn ending stocks, one of the few highlights. According to the latest World Ag Supply and Demand report, USDA cut U.S. corn ending stocks to 1,465,000,000 bushel, more than the re-year report average estimate of 1,510,000,000, down from the March number of 1,540,000,000. USDA raised corn exports by 100,000,000 bushel and cut feed usage by 25 million. For soybeans, ending stocks came in close to pre-report expectations. There was an expectation that there would be 1,000,000 bushel cut, and it was down 5. March report forecast 380,000,000 bushel, this time 375. USDA raised soybean crush by 10 million bushel and raised imports by 5 million, raising U.S. wheat ending stocks to 846,000,000 bushel. That was up from the March estimate of 819, well above the pre-report average estimate, cutting wheat exports by 15 million bushel, raising wheat imports by 10. No change to soybean or corn production estimates for South America.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
The Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute recently released its 2025 U.S. Ag Market Outlook. Outlook for U.S. farm finances characterized by two competing storylines. For producers of many crops, net returns down sharply from recent peaks. Output prices have declined more than input costs. The cattle sector, in contrast, is experiencing record prices and record returns to cow-calf producers. At the same time, uncertainty surrounding domestic programs and trade policy continues to be unusually high. Corn prices, which peaked at $6.54 a bushel in 22-23 marketing year, projected to average $4.23 for the 25 crop harvest. Soybean prices reached $14.20 a bushel in the 22-23 marketing year. They're projected to drop to $10.02 a bushel for this year. Prices for cotton, rice, sorghum, and many other crops also declined sharply from their recent peaks. Egg price volatility will continue to depend on prevalence of future high path avian influenza disease outbreaks. Dairy expected to be down this year as well.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Tractor and combine sales, often considered a measure of health for the U.S. ag economy, U.S. sales declined. But Canadian sales actually grew for both tractors and combines last month. According to the most recent data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Canadian sales of ag tractors and combines grew in March compared to the year before. U.S. sales declined during that same time period. According to Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Kurt Blades, they were thrilled to see the growth in Canadian equipment sales, but the drop in ag tractor and combines in the U.S. reflect complex challenges that face the market. uncertainty due to tariffs in the overall ag economy. Resilience and adaptability that's been seen from ag equipment manufacturers is keeping them optimistic about the long-term future of the market. U.S. sales of ag tractors dipped 13.6% in March. U.S. sales of combines fell 37.5%. Canadian sales of ag tractors actually grew by 18.6% in March compared to the year before. Combine sales 69% higher.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii.
Hi everyone, it's your Wyoming County Dairy Ambassador, Izusha Peck, and I've got a question for you. Are you passionate about agriculture and the dairy industry? Wyoming County is seeking an individual, either male or female, 16 or older, to compete for the role of Dairy Ambassador for the 2025-2026 year. As an ambassador, you'll represent the dairy industry, educate your community on sustainable farming, promote dairy nutrition, and support local farmers. This role offers leadership experience and valuable skills you'll use throughout your entire life. If you're interested, please reach out via Facebook at Wyoming County Dairy Promotion or Instagram at 2024 Dairy Ambassador to get an application.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country or even remodeling your existing home? Give Farm Credit a call. We finance rural properties for nearly 100 years. We make loans for homes, land, construction, remodeling, even barns, fencing, equipment, and crops. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change. So talk to a lender who's just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Or find us at farmcredit.com. We're the experts in rural finance. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is forecasting that the second half of April may bring slightly more precipitation than usual to some states east of the Mississippi River. Those states include Pennsylvania, New York State, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. They're all expecting more precipitation than usual between now and the end of April. Looking at other agricultural news around our region, the Virginia Beef Expo is Wednesday through Saturday of this week in Harrisonburg. Multiple cattle sales and exhibits are on the schedule. That's April 16th through the 19th in Harrisonburg, Virginia. The West Virginia Agritourism Conference is scheduled for April 24th through the 25th. That'll be at the Canaan Valley Resort State Park. Several sessions will be focused on the business aspect of operating an agritourism enterprise. And Pennsylvania is investing $12 million in farmland preservation. State officials in the Keystone State announced they are purchasing the development rights for more than 3,000 acres on 29 farms across 17 counties. That will protect the farmland from future residential or commercial development.
But America, can you find such mountains, such forest and trees? And the wonder of it all is it's all connected in a web of life. For the good of the earth and for the good in ourselves, plant trees. For your free conservation trees booklet, write the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska. We help people plant and care for trees.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations. They're both part of the Joy FM network, the first station being Joy FM 100.9 in Johnson City, Tennessee, and the second station being FM 102.3 in Sanford, North Carolina. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Johnson City, Tennessee, and Sanford, North Carolina. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us that he who laughs last probably intended to tell the story himself. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Farmers, it's time to see your cows in a new light. Your power utility company has some incredible rebate programs when you upgrade your farm lighting. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia would be happy to show you how you can have new, efficient lighting for next to nothing and save on future lighting costs. This is a no-brainer. Call Country Line to get started. 493-2524 in Silver Springs or in Batavia, 343-3448. Make the call. Get an estimate. Country Line will even help you process the utility rebate paperwork. But don't wait. These utility rebate programs won't last forever. Upgrade your farm lighting and save with Country Line Electric. Church Street in Silver Springs and Main Street in Batavia. You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
It's an annual April tradition in the nation's capital region. The visit of representatives from across the U.S. and its territories participating in the National 4-H Conference.
This year's theme, which was selected by the delegates, it's stronger ties, deeper roots, and empowered leaders.
That's National Institute of Food and Agriculture Director Jay Hamby. NIFA oversees 4-H programming, including the annual conference, one that has as storied a history as the National 4-H organization.
This is our flagship event, and NIFA hosts it. We're proud to host it. Its origins span nearly a century now, going all the way back to 1927. And early on, it was referred to as the Secretary's Conference. Going all the way back to 1927, those first conferences were actually held on the Mall, and the conference attendees stayed in tents.
And while the Agriculture Department complex is site of some of the activities annually held as part of the conference,
we're going to be proud to host them on our apron right outside of the Whitten Building, welcome them to our USDA headquarters. Later into the week, that Career Exploration Expo, where they'll have the chance to look at all the careers that support the agricultural industry.
The best way that Hamby and others have described this multi-day event is a working conference.
It brings together students from all 50 states, U.S. territories, as well as tribal lands to work together in a shared, service-oriented, hands-on activity. And I think that's what sets 4-H Conference apart from many other youth leadership conferences. Students will assemble in 22, as we frame them, roundtable groups to address questions from our federal partners, ranging from NASA, DOE, Department of Energy, and the Smithsonian, all the way to the House and Senate Ag Committees to address societal challenges as well as opportunities to get a youth perspective on those. And all of that culminates into a youth perspective briefing that are provided back to our federal partners that are participating.
But beyond the conference and the roundtable, Hamby says the most lasting part of this annual event is relationships.
And while working together, forging those lifelong points of interconnectivity that all 50 states, U.S. territories, our tribal lands, they're going to have the chance to create personal and professional networks that they will carry with them throughout their lives.
More details about the National 4-H organization and events such as the National 4-H Conference can be found online at www.4-h.org. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Every June, we celebrate Dairy Month, but around here, every month is Dairy Month. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, we'll hear from Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now.
It pays to be a customer owner with Farm Credit East. Thanks to 2024 financial results, customer owners received a record $140 million in combined cash patronage dividends. We're proud to continue supporting farm, fishing, and forestry business owners. No other lender delivers more value than Farm Credit East. Learn more at farmcrediteast.com or call 800-562-2235.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. We have discussed stress on the farm before, but how stressed are your animals? Our guest today is Dr. Nicole Sanchez, a research animal scientist with the USDA Livestock Issues Research Unit. And she discusses stress on the farm, but not from the farmer's point of view, from our animals.
Well, stress is all around us, and we may not experience stress every day, but our animals can, and they're hidden stressors such as sickness. Sickness is a stressor to animals. We have heat stress, and then natural disasters can significantly influence our stress responses and what our cattle and humans as well experience. So stress is an important aspect, especially in cattle. And so it's the body's reaction trying to get us back to our baseline, to our normal, after being thrown off by some kind of stressor. And stress consists of three different things. The first is the stressor itself. It's the stimulus. It can be a barking dog that may be a psychological stressor for our cattle. And so the animal takes these signals in, initiates a stress response. And this is mediated by different stress hormones within the body that have different physiological effects on the body, such as increased respiration, changes in heart rate and blood flow, and subsequent effects on different body systems, from digestion to reproduction and immunity. We have social stressors. This can include the mixing of unfamiliar animals. This can happen with transportation or when we're having to readjust different groups. There are various psychological stressors. So some examples include new surroundings. And so for transporting or moving animal to a different part of the farm or to a different farm in general, there are also nutritional stressors, a large diet or a too little diet, or whether we're having contamination or poor quality of feed. These can affect and be a stressor on the animal. And then, of course, there's physical stressors, injuries that an animal may experience, extreme weather, moving cattle, processing cattle, castration or branding can be physical stressors for our cattle. And stress is important because it can disrupt many different maintenance behaviors, usually behaviors, whether that's increased respiration, agitation. Stress can affect virtually all body systems. And so our whole body is responsive to stress.
So now that we know that stress is coming from all these different locations, what's the solution?
So for the stress response, the first step is perception of stress. So if we're talking, for example, a calf seeing a predator such as a dog or a coyote, it's going to sense that stress, and it's going to elicit a reaction within the body. And so the higher brain centers are going to perceive the stress, and these hormones then send a signal through the blood to the adrenal gland that sits on top of our kidneys. And this results in the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol is probably one of the most well-known stress hormones. It's one that's typically discussed. And depending on various factors, such as breed and gender or sex, we can see different effects. Stress can be alleviated in many different ways. The first, management, looking at our different processes, our handling of our cattle, and making sure that we're using calm animal handling and movement. And if there's any other factors that we can do that may alleviate even psychological stressors, such as shadows and things like that. And so cattle do adapt to environments. They adapt to stressors. And so if you're handling cattle daily or weekly, they're going to get accustomed to that, and you're going to see decreases in that stress response. Usually temperamental cattle may not calm down as much, but we do see calming. And so gradual introduction, gradual changes are better than things that have to change quickly. And sometimes that's out of our control with sudden changes, but it's doing our best to alleviate that stress or to minimize that stress. A lot of times with these stressors, we're not able to completely eliminate them. But if we can reduce the effects, you're going to have a significant potential positive impact on that animal and the way they respond. So many different factors can influence this response to stress. And the whole body can be influenced by stress, from growth, reproduction, health. But through proper planning and changes in management and adaptation management, and some of these tools that producers can use may be some of these nutritional supplements to reduce the negative effects that we see on the stress response, as well as improve immunity in our calves and our cows.
Comments from Dr. Nicole Burdick-Sanchez, USDA Research Animal Scientist with the Livestock Issues Research Unit, here on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes.
Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout. If time on your deck means painting, staining, sanding, and scrubbing, you need a better deck. A Burt's Lumber Deck. Burt's proudly stocks minimum maintenance Dura-Life decking in four beautiful colors. Your days of painting, staining, and sanding are over. And Color Guard railing systems provide a safe, stylish, and strong finish to your deck, porch, or balcony. And they're made in the USA. It's time to enjoy your deck. Learn more when you stop by Burt's Lumber in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays. 9 to 1.
When it comes to keeping your tractor or farm equipment running smoothly, there's only one reliable choice. Genuine AGCO parts from Jaba Farm Supply. Maintain peak winter performance and prepare for spring with genuine AGCO parts, filters, lubricants, and more. There's no better way to insure against costly downtime than using parts engineered and tested by the same people who built the original equipment. Visit JabaFarmSupply.com today to find thousands of authentic AGCO parts for all AGCO brands, including Massey Ferguson, Challenger, Fendt, and more. AGCO parts from Jabo Farm Supply. Genuine parts, genuine service, genuine reliability.
New York farm families have a tremendous asset they can call on for advice on financial and family issues. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Back in 1986, the College of Agriculture at Cornell University started a service called New York FarmNet to provide free, confidential counseling for farm families and agribusiness workers in the state. They do a fair amount of succession planning with farmers, and Counselor Audrey McDougall says that involves both family and finances.
The earlier the better. With discussing succession planning, the sooner this conversation can happen, it really gives families more freedom and more flexibility. They start this conversation earlier. It's going to be a smoother process for the most part.
McDougall says many farm families are grateful for the services New York FarmNet provides.
For me, one of the most rewarding things has been for farmers to say, you know, thank you for doing this. This is really part of our lives that nobody talks to us about. And this is what we want to see. And this is why it's important. And I think that because so much of our work is also funded by tax dollars, doing this work that makes sure that we are doing research and practice responsible to the citizenry and our constituents is the most important part of this.
There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Dusty here from All Around Performance in Arcade, New York. When you're shopping for an ATV or a UTV, toughness and dependability matters. That's why we carry the Hyson Motors brand. We understand our customers and so does Hyson, which is why they use the latest innovation and technology to improve the quality on all their machines. They even offer a 2-year warranty. See our full inventory online at allaroundperformance.com, your authorized Hyson dealer. All Around Performance is located in West Main Street in Arcade. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison Dip, Upstate Farms Yogurt, Sour Cream, Cottage Cheese, and Fluid Milk. Home to Intense Milk and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community.
for today. Snow showers before 5 p.m. and then a chance of rain and snow showers, high near 38. It will be breezy, winds about 20 to 24 miles per hour with gusts as high as 41. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, low around 26, and then Thursday, sunny with a high near 49. Currently in Warsaw, it's 32 with the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News, taking a look at markets and what we see coming down the road. More after this.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Elliot Dennis is a University of Nebraska Lincoln livestock economist. What's happening in the markets today?
Yeah, really, when we talk about the cash side on the feeder cattle side, most market, regional markets are up, both on the lighter weights, so 5-6 weights, and on more of the yearling side. So when we're thinking about kind of where we were at in Nebraska, it's really been kind of middling, generally in kind of that 392 range. 385 to 382 for the 5-6 weights, and for the 7-8 weights, we've really been in kind of that 310 range dollars per hundred weight. This is still pretty considerable, $20 to $30 above where we were last year. And if we look at where we're at over the 5-year average, 2019 to 2023, we're at 160, and so much higher than we were in the past.
What are we seeing for futures?
Yeah, really the futures were kind of building throughout the week. And then, of course, we had the large announcements about tariffs, and that's really kind of taken a hit, you know, closing on Friday. I mean, most markets, most contracts were down about $6 a hundred weight, huge discounts off there. I think some of that is kind of anticipatory about like what is actually going to happen in the market. I think there was a lot of pressure on the fed cattle side, you know, pushing prices up. I think this is one of those ways that's just kind of relieving some of that pressure. And when we think about, you know, tariffs, it has the potential to limit total demand going out our back door. And so more of that product's going to stay in the domestic market potentially. And so, you know, there is some justification for those discounts, but, you know, pretty wide discounts across the board.
University of Nebraska Lincoln's Elliot Dennis, American Cattle News.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well. I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Tuesday. I'm Remington Ricketts, starting with Wall Street and S&P 500, ending the day in the red at 53.96, the Dow down at 403.68, and NASDAQ in the red as well at 168.23. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro lower. So we go over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate May contract slightly lower on the day at $61.51. June in the red at $60.95 and July at $60.42. Gasoline higher, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. So we switch over to the grains futures prices. Corn May contract 3.75 lower on the day at $4.81 and a quarter. July at $4.89 and a half, and December trading in the green at $4.64 and a quarter. Soybean mixed, soybean meal lower, and soybean oil higher. Wheat May contract 542 even, 5.5 lower at the end of the day. July in the red as well at 556 even, and December 592 and 3 quarters. Hard red winter wheat May 553 even, 2.25 lower. July down as well at 568 and a half. Spring wheat May 601 and a quarter, 3.5 lower at the end of the day, with the July contract down as well at 615 and a half. Over to the cotton now, May contract ending the day 99 cents higher at 65.08, July in the green as well at 66.12, and October higher at 68 even. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle April 204.80, June in the green as well at 199.80, and August 196.85. Feeder cattle April 289.37, 132 higher on the day, with the May contract in the green as well at 282.52. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout lower, and class 3 milk higher.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.